Ah, oh, I see. Extremely. Well, there you are. It was done, finished. But something was lacking. Then it came. And things like that. Anyway, more or less. But. Well, I mean, well, maybe. I'm sure. Well, that's it. But not very much.
But he heard nothing but the sound of the crickets and the wind and a distant freight train that was taking forever to pass. And seen from high above, the freight train was moving along a river, beyond which was a fenced-off field in which horses were quietly standing and sleeping, and barns and outbuildings and fields of cotton, and a small town with a single main street leading to a courthouse square with a monument of a Confederate soldier on a pedestal with the names of the dead from the town, and steepled churches, and single and two-lane blacktops feeding into a larger interstate with steady traffic, and then suburbs and feeder roads and shopping centers and malls and gas stations and used car lots and bridges over rivers leading into cities with their capital buildings and business districts and residential high-rises and hospitals and stadiums and concert halls, their lights still twinkling as dawn was creeping over the horizon, and beyond that, enormous plains and great forests and huge river systems leading to the foothills of purple mountains that ran north and south, and beyond that, the sparkling expanse of deep blue oceans and the contours of Europe and Asia, where there was a light side and a dark side as the globe turned in the sunlight. And seen from even higher above and at a greater distance, the earth receding into a small stone in the firmament, and further back, our solar system disappearing into the Milky Way, and further back yet, into the darkness of the most profound silence imaginable, in the endless, the unknowable, and the infinity of time and space, without beginning or end.
Thank you. People die mowing lawns, chopping wood, shoveling snow. They die on park benches, in movie theaters, waiting online in supermarkets. They die planning their weddings at cemeteries, fall forward into a grave, and have dirt thrown on them. People die running naked through the angry streets. And why are the streets angry? Because no one cares about them. They're neglected. People die driving in snowstorms, lose their way, run out of gas, and freeze to death in their cars while making love. People die placing cell phone calls from construction sites, inadvertently blowing up caches of dynamite and being buried under tons of debris. Some people die doing push-ups in their shorts. Others die in museums, looking at abstract impressionists. Miles Davis died playing Kind of Blue. The tune was immediately renamed Kind of Dead. People die slowly, wasting away in hospices. Some of them outlive family members who come to visit, and even outlive their nurses and doctors and the woman who comes in and mops the floor.
Thank you.
93-year-old mother lives in a home for the elderly. Most of the people there need to be bathed, dressed, and undressed, lifted out of beds and placed in wheelchairs, spoon-fed their meals, and taken to the bathroom to change their diapers. In the afternoon, they sit in their wheelchairs sleeping or staring off into space. Some of them have slipped into the early stages of dementia. Beyond the wall of the nursing home, across the street, you can hear children playing in a schoolyard. And I know that long ago, these very old people also jumped rope, swung from monkey bars, played hopscotch, climbed trees, lay in the grass gazing up at the shifting shapes of clouds, and on drives back from the country, were enfolded, sleeping, in the arms of their loving parents, who knew that there, in that shining child, lay the future. And now, looking at them slumped in their wheelchairs, I think, this is the future. Time is invisible and irresistible. No matter what you do, you can't defend yourself against it. You can't fill a moat with flaming gasoline and stop its forward motion. You can't sit at the top of a ridge with a sniper's rifle and try to pick it off as it drives by on a highway late at night. You can't build a 19-foot concrete reinforced cinder block wall with steel pilings sunk 6 stories into the ground and try to stop time, because it will pass right through it and you won't even see it. The wall will remain standing. People will continue looking off into the horizon, scanning the treetops with their binoculars, and they won't even know that 2 weeks ago Thursday, time rolled through at 4 in the afternoon, and they didn't even notice. You can measure time and the eons it takes for mountains to rise, for continents to drift apart, for stars to be created and reach their maturity and explode. Or you can measure time and how many minutes you spend sitting in a dentist chair during root canal. Or in the interval between buying a lottery ticket and realizing it's worthless. And time can be measured in the time it takes you to get home on a Friday evening after work, when traffic appears to be at a dead stop and you see the flashing lights of police cars and emergency vehicles a half mile ahead of you, clearly the signs of an accident. And you have to be home for a dinner party, and your cell phone has died, and you can't reach your wife, and you're banging your fists on the steering wheel and cursing, and then attempting to come to grips with the situation by telling yourself that, in the overall scheme of things, it doesn't really matter. 2 days from now, you think, I won't even remember this, because I'll be in the midst of yet another equally compelling set of stressful circumstances that will also eventually be forgotten. And if billions of years preceded our existence on Earth, billions of years will surely follow after our existence as well, so that our life here is like one flash of a strobe light, the wink of an eye. That ferry boat disaster was very distressing, the one in which hundreds of men, women, and children sank slowly into the ocean as the captain rowed away in a dinghy with the first mate, the pianist, and the girl who sang in the bar. I watch the evening news, and I see religion pitted against religion. I see children exploding as roadside bombs. I see one set of people who feel they have a direct line to God and His truth pitted against another set of people who believe they know the true mind of God. And both of these people's mission in life is either to convert the other to their faith or to annihilate them.